Did he do it?
What you was doing?
Did
he do it? You should say, did he do it?
Hey, hey.
Yo, what's good, peoples? What's good, my folks? How y'all feeling? Welcome back to another episode of the Boy Meets World podcast. I'm your host, Dion Music. Y'all already know, today we're going to have a great episode because I brought my homie, my homegirl. She's back in the building with me.
Hey,
what's
it's
up,
Jovi?
Y'all give it up for Jovi one time, All right, she's back with us, y'all. Y'all know we like to turn up, right?
Ready.
Okay, so the first thing that I feel like we need to get into, but let me say hi to everybody. Hope y'all having a good day. Hope y'all weekend was all good and all that. You know, Diddy been taking over the news. Diddy didn't do it. He's taking over the news. And you know what? This is the best promotion he probably ever had in his whole career.
What?
The best promotion. All right, so the first things first is y'all already know what's going on with Diddy and, you know, his whole situation with Homeland Security. But you also know what's going on with Diddy, too. You also know who's trolling him, right? 50 Cent is trolling him a lot on 50 Cent is trolling him a lot on social media right now, talking about, yeah, he wanted to get his hands on the tapes and all that stuff and all this stuff, right? So, I mean, it's getting to the point where I guess he's trolling him so good that he got offered a Ciroc vodka brand deal.
Well,
you know.
Infiltration.
So basically the Diego, the French company behind the luxury, is looking to for a new leader to brand ambassador the liquor. So they want to put together a campaign to 50 and almost pay him up to $100 million a year. Now, who turning that down? Ain't nobody turning that down.
Oh, the hell to the no.
I'm talking about, you know, so they like, oh, yeah, he does a great job at promoting stuff. We always see that, you know, he's always promoting anything that he's associated with, so they want to get on board, and they thinking about doing that. That's even more infiltrating and trolling on Puffy. What the hell is going on?
He done took over Bad Boy. You feel me? Forget it. Ain't no more Bad Boy. Ain't no more Bad Boy. He about to be Locked Up Boy.
Now, ain't no more Bad Boy. Now, you know, speaking of that, in the words of you know, our good homegirl over here from Jersey, Wayne Williams. What she do? What she do, Jovi?
She was like, "How you doing?"
Okay, but right. So you know what? We set up here. Come on, hit him with it, Jovi.
What you was doing?
What you been doing?
What you been doing? But that's for the Diddy. What you been doing? Y'all have to look.
So,
shout out the
you know what I mean? Boom, he done started us something. What you been doing, Diddy? Now, word on the curb is, we want to know, are y'all going to stop listening to Diddy? Y'all gonna stop listening to all the artists that he had? Because guess what? He associated himself with a lot of artists. He did a lot of music. So, which I mean, y'all gonna stop playing them too?
You know what's funny about that? And you know, I shout out to Boosie. He said that too. Like, all y'all people who had artists and made money with him, why ain't any of y'all shouting him out? Where are y'all true? Where is his true friends? Like, you know, the people that have made money with you, like, he's supposed to be
they
your family,
in the
your friends. They came out the closet because they ain't. But you know what though? They not coming out the closet because what if we do start hearing about all our heroes and all them tapes? And what's the funny thing with even with them jumping in into the house and doing that whole Homeland Security, like putting the tapes down? I'm telling you, I feel like Puffy's got some stuff on y'all upper hand echelon people.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And they all trying to save it. So they put all their money in together to have it down like that.
You know what they said they called him with?
What?
These nuts.
Hey.
Got it.
What you was Got doing?
It. What you been doing?
What you been doing? No diggity, no doubt. No diggity, so, no doubt.
Oh, man. Look, we ain't wishing. Like, we having a little fun with it, but at the end of the day, as long as the kids is okay. But, like, Diddy got to get whatever he got to get, left to him, man.
Well, but going into that, talking about leave the kids alone, because, you know, a lot of people saying, like, Fat Joe and people that friends, and, like, we're praying for the kids. Man, they didn't even say nothing about Puff. Like, damn. Like, you just praying for the kids. What about Puff? Yeah, like, because supposed to be your peoples. Y'all done take that with. Nah, you feel me? He was taking a lot of stuff.
You know why? Because everybody knows Diddy Games. Oh. Everybody know he like to play.
But what was you saying the other day? If you, what was it at 12 o'clock?
I said. Well, first of all, I said, are y'all letting Diddy take you shopping? That's first things first.
That's first.
And then I said, and then you said, well, are we going to stop playing everybody's music that he associated with or at the party? I said, no, you can't say everybody at the party because some people left before 12 o'clock. Now,
so would you let somebody take you shopping?
But you had to ask the people who stayed there after 2 a.m.
That's it. So anybody that stayed after 2 a.m., what you was doing?
What you been doing?
What you been doing? Shout out to Wendy because she was the first that was calling all them niggas out. From the beginning, yo, she been putting out this, you know what I mean?
Now, you was being funny because we were saying something, right? And you was like, well, would you let Diddy take you shopping? And I'm like, would I let Diddy take me shopping? I said, well, first of all, I would have looked at him like, okay, some people looking at like, all right, he's a designer. So some people, you know, don't even really know him for all the escapades that he do, right? But if he be like, yeah, I'm going to take you shopping, I'm like, well, you can only take me probably shopping down in my hood because I ain't going nowhere with you. I don't need you to take me to Berlin and I don't need you to take me to Pakistan. Nah.
He went to Burberry. He tried to get you Burberry, Versace, to get some of that bache.
Nah, look. In the words of Cat Williams, nah. See, Diddy, I wouldn't let take me shopping because, well, you know what I mean?
Because I know now, but back then with all that money and stuff, you think you would let, nah. Diddy was going to set 20 racks on you. He did it with the game and all the rest of them. Now everybody want to put their name out there because he's associated. But what about all these niggas that got clothes and shit from Diddy? Like,
yeah,
what about
exactly.
You and y'all at?
Exactly, but some people who actually kind of got a chance to like just work with him or whatever or be with him, they seen some shit and they got out of it. They was like, nope, we ain't with it. We ain't down for it to get down and we out of here. Like, you know, Exhibit talk about it all the time. So, mm-mm. I mean, you know, that's just that. But I just think it's, you know, it's a little crazy that.
We're going back on that. Okay, let's stand on the date thing real quick. Let's say about this new subject that's going on right now with Misa Hylton. I believe Christian's mom, she's saying that they used too much force with this. Girl, you done got raided. What do you type of force? What do you think?
Yeah, a few sources said that it was a little bit of excessive force. And do you think if it was a Caucasian, they would have been running up in there like that? And honestly, yeah, probably if they got report that, yeah, it's guns and weapons and this and that. Like, I mean, that's just how they got to come. They got
to
come.
And
but
plus, and not even that, he was almost, like, at the end of the day, he's trying to sneak out like he's the mafia. Like, if you didn't do nothing too bad, why you go to a state, try to extradite you, and then the rest of it, like, all of y'all look guilty. You feel me? And then Cassie, like I said, opened up a big can of whoop ass.
You know, I had to drop a bomb on that.
Y'all out here scary for some of the stuff that y'all did. Y'all better remember, because, you know, well, you shouldn't have drunk that champagne after 2 a.m.
After 2 a.m., you ain't even supposed to make it to 12. You supposed to be out by 11:55 now, okay? Yeah. You supposed to be gone.
But for the real people, you know what you was doing. All
right, y'all. So that was a little bit of a little interesting little thing, but we're going to keep up with that whole little Puffy done did it and didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't take that.
No,
and
we're
going to go on to the next story.
Take that.
All right, so look, I'm gonna bust it over to New Jersey real fast because y'all know that's what I like to do, right? But this is not really a good story, okay? So a dad left an apology video before killing his 19-year-old child by setting the car on fire, first of all, right? So a New Jersey father wrote a suicide note and recorded a video apologizing to his wife for his actions before he killed their 9-year-old son, which is crazy.
Oh my God.
Details about Manuel Rivera's actions before driving the bullet to Sayreville War Memorial High School on Thursday night and torching the vehicle are outlined in a I ain't never seen that goddamn word.
Stay in school.
Oh, I know what that means. It's affidavit.
He had to spell it out. Sound it out. Affidavit.
Affidavit of probably causing the case. He's charged with murder, aggravated assault, and other offensive. Wow.
What? He didn't get to kill himself? Nigga, you should have killed yourself after that.
Yeah, he should have killed himself.
So what was the suicide note for? What was the suicide video for? Like, where did we get to this world where you start doing suicide videos? We got up from notes to videos. Like, we done uptecked not only our suicide notes. You feel me? Like, we upgraded suicide. I mean, it's not funny, but, like, at the end of the day, too, like, come on, let's make it make sense.
No, it's definitely not funny. The situation is not funny.
It's definitely not funny.
But I see what she's saying because it's like, everybody takes out a video before they do anything.
Yeah.
Like, you see somebody getting their ass beat, what you going to do? You take out your phone. You see a lot of people take out their phones and start recording it rather than call authorities, rather than call help, rather than call anything, or rather than even try to do nothing. People just pull out their phone and then blah, blah, blah.
But you the worst part about this is that you spent time to videotape it, but you didn't spend time to kill yourself. Like, this is your priorities, people. Stay off TikTok. This is what you were talking about. Like,
stay off TikTok.
Y'all got 6 months left.
Oh my God. I mean, that's a sad case.
Yeah,
shout
sad.
Out to the family. We send our condolences. We hope that man get. We hope they bust his ass in jail.
Yeah, man, they gonna. No Diddy. No Smitty.
Now, I know my whole girl has something she wanted to talk about. What you had something you wanted to talk to the folks about over here?
I wanted to talk about how we pick our men and women in our relationships in our life. Do we pick our people that we deal with? Do we pick them according to, like, their bendability? Are they smart? Or do we just go straight for what they look like? Because, you know, I heard a thing out here talking about, what was that meme talking about, I just got out of a 2-week relationship?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, like,
I think it said,
the world change on the relationship dials?
Now, for me, or you asking the folks?
Well, you. I say with you, and you think of the folks. You know what I mean? You might have a different.
I mean, I think for the most part, there has to be a little bit, maybe, of everything. A little bit of everything. Like, you better be able to be bendable, flexible.
Cutable.
You know what I mean? You got to be, you know what I mean? You got to have some kind of sex appeal. Like, damn, all right. Now, whether it's just the way you smile, whether the way your eyebrow just go up when you look a certain kind of way, or whether, you know what I mean, you just wake up with your head on top of your head in the morning, like little stupid stuff.
But you would know? You deal with a stupid girl?
Absolutely not, because I couldn't deal with a girl who couldn't cook.
Oh, see? Now So those are no-nos.
Oh, my no-no. Oh, if you can't cook, then hell no. Your ass got to nook.
You know, he said the nook. Nook if you book right. Nook if you don't cook right.
You got to get up out of here because we can't do that.
Okay, my mother
fed me good, and I expect a woman that I'd have been with to make sure I at least eat, okay? You know what I mean?
So is that like one of your first questions that when you ask the chick when you meet him, like, can you cook? Because generally, y'all don't do that. Generally, it matter based.
Well, you know what? You don't just ask that
like.
Question. What you do is you get hints to see if she can cook. And then you see like what she be talking about all the time. She talking about going out to eat all the time. Nah, she can't cook. But if she talking about something, yeah, I think I'm just going go home and throw a little rice in the bowl, and you know she talk like that. You know what I mean? She might do a little something, but if she always talking about going out to eat, then we gonna have a problem.
Okay, but what? Okay, what about though? If okay, so that's the not a goal for you. So she can't cook. So basically, that's how the 2 week relationship kind of goes into effect. You're dating a person, and then you find out they can't cook, and then you just leave them.
Yeah, you're done up. Because
they can't cook no more. You're done up. So you done got the booty. You done gave up the booty. See, that's why you don't give out the milk for free. You feel me? Because they done cooked the milk.
Well,
you
guess
done
what?
Cooked it and nothing, nothing.
Well,
let
guess
you out.
What? That glass of milk should have came with a full course meal, okay? And if it didn't, well, fuck you. The milk was good, and peace out.
You want an entree, not an appetizer.
You feel me? I'm glad y'all agree, because I'm dead ass serious.
Oh, my God. I do. No stupid man for me. No stupid. That's a no-no for me. If y'all start saying, like, in a sentence, more than 5 times, I can't deal with you either. Yeah. Like, that's just a lot.
Yeah, that's like how I used to feel like, even when I first started like podcasting, when I first started like being like really like, you know what I mean, a commenter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I used to say a lot of like little words because you get nervous sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like a stutter thing. But, you know, as you get comfortable and understand, like, yo, this is what I do. I talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Would you be with a woman that couldn't sexually satisfy you?
Absolutely not.
Oh, but so a lot of men think that they can work that into women. Oh,
y'all
no, we can't.
No, you can't. Exactly.
No, I think a lot of women that can deal with men. That, yeah, no, I do.
No,
I know women
not.
That do. I know women personally that deal with men with small
But you don't know what kind of satisfaction they getting out of that?
No, because I've heard them complain about it. And you know what I'm saying? People be with people for certain different reasons. I mean, look, we were just at the club, the casino, the other day. It looked like there was more sugar daddies than my daddies out here. And these girls looking great, look cute as hell with men that you wouldn't perceive as the most attractive. But, you know, the flip side is that, you know, you know,
coming
big
for
men
y'all.
Are taking care of little girls. Or women, if you want to call it. And then the big girls are taking care of the little dudes.
Oh, my God.
You feel me? And the Cougars is out, too. Shout out to the Cougars.
Yeah, shout out to the Cougars one time for the one
they
time.
Was trying to get Dion at the Cougars. They were trying to give all the money. They were about to have a guilt orgy.
I told her it was going to be called a Grandma Get Back.
Romeo Santos. The Grandma Get Back. Stella got a groove back. Grandma got a groove back.
Oh, shit. Grandma got a groove back.
She's going to be singing The Temptations. My girl.
Oh, my God, y'all.
I can't deal with y'all.
This has been a good episode. Good little time with y'all. You got anything else you got to say to the folks? Because I'm pretty much...
You know, I got something, too, out here. I was thinking, too, like how weird this... You know, certain people set the trends. And I want to give a shout out to us. You know what I mean? For setting a trend right now.
Absolutely.
You know, because once we, you know, put in the spot, it seems like everybody want to be at that spot. But y'all know who did it first.
Yeah, and you know
okay.
What? We lit that shit on fire. We was the lightning in the bottle, as they call it.
And it's funny how you go from copying the refrigerator to candy liquor booty outside.
Yeah, and you know what I keep telling y'all, and I told her this before, right? Mockery is not the best of whatever a flattery. That shit is straight up stealing, and you're trying to steal from me, and I ain't fucking with it.
Because he will block you. You will not be on Instagram. He will not follow you no more. So if you was unfollowed, he is going to be the one. So all y'all blockers, when y'all start checking who he unfollowed, you're going to know exactly who he not fucking with.
Nah.
From the amount
of
people. I agree with that because they're watching you and then they take your ideas.
Yep.
And then, you know, and that's the thing. Like, they definitely watch the whole situation. Why, you know, y'all know what it is. But it's cool. Because
oh no, we elevate. Just elevate.
I love it.
We just keep elevating and keep creating.
Yeah, you know, y'all copy the originators.
But look, y'all, I want to thank y'all so much for tapping in with us today. Ha ha. So look, y'all was real turked up. Just make sure, like I say, we stress this on every episode. Just make sure y'all go tapping on all social media platforms with us. Boy Meets World Podcast on all platforms. Make sure y'all go show Jovi ENT some love on Instagram. Y'all know we got that video out, Spanglish. Y'all know we got that candy liquor. We working on some new material for y'all. It's going to be dropping real soon. And the DMs is coming out real soon. Shout out to my About to be at like 1.5K on what? YouTube. Hey. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. We getting there,
and
yo.
And the sponsorships. You know,
sponsorships
shout out to the
is coming in. Shout out to the casino.
Resorts.
World Resort Casino, yes, in New York City. We appreciate y'all for
shout
having us.
Dev.
Shout out to DeVern. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the folks. Shout out to y'all listening and tapping in and tuning in every week or every time I drop at least an episode. But yeah, until the next episode, Jovi, you got anything you want to say to the folks real crash? You love them?
You know what you was doing.
What you been doing? All right, y'all. Nah, this has been the Boy Meets World podcast. That is my co-host Jovi, hey. ENT over there. Until the next episode, we're going to be back with y'all, and you already know. Hey, 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 why not check it out? Show respect. Why not check it out? Honey. Yeah, that was good.
Oh, baby, guys. That's my shit. You're looking for, now I'm feeling nice. He needs a baller. Do we like that motherfucker? I wonder.